Today is Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement. It's a day for people to pray, fast, and reflect. But for some Orthodox Jews, there's another ritual you do just before this day. It's called kaparot, or shlugin kaporos. Here's how it works. You swing a live chicken over your head three times while saying a prayer. Your sins get symbolically transferred to the chicken, and the chicken gets slaughtered. Reporter Sarah Birnbaum had never done this before, but this year, she and her mother went to Brooklyn to give it a try.
My mom and I know we have the right place when we hear the clucking. A truck is piled with hundreds of cages crammed with chickens. Chickens that don't have much longer on this earth. My mom and I spot a ticket booth. We go over and ask for two tickets for two female chickens. If we were men, we'd need to buy male chickens.
It's 34.
34. And we hand him the American Express. We shuffle to a canopied area and give a worker our tickets. He reaches into a cage, grabs a chicken at the base of the wings, and hands it to my mom. She looks terrified. My mother, not the chicken. Luckily for her, there's a very nice Israeli man who offers to swing the chicken over her head for her after she says the prayer from a laminated card. The prayer translates as, "This is my exchange, this is my substitute. This chicken shall go to death, and I shall proceed to a good, long life and peace." With that, my mom symbolically transfers her sins to the chicken and wipes her slate clean for the new year. The chicken isn't so lucky. The man who helped my mom twirl the chicken tells us the most important part of this ritual is to watch the butcher cut the chicken's throat. And we do. After the deed, my mom and I walk back to the car. I force her to do a post-mortem.
Do you feel less sinful?
I feel like I'm going to be less sinful when I give up chicken.
It makes you want to be a vegetarian.
It makes me want to be a vegetarian, absolutely.
I asked my mom why she wanted to do this in the first place.
I have a certain nostalgia for shtetl life, I suppose, because my father came from Eastern Europe. And one of the stories he would talk about is shlugging kaparos. So I just thought it would be interesting to see if I could find any meaning in it. Also to just do something in honor of my grandparents and my great-grandparents who died during the Holocaust.
But she says the whole shlugin kaparos thing was just weird for her.
Well, it's crazy. It's nuts. We were walking down the streets of a city, and there were bins of chickens, and you do the ritual on the sidewalk. It doesn't seem like it's organic to what you're doing. It seems like it's sort of been shipped in from some other world.
And like many rituals transplanted into a modern world, shlugin kaparos is generating a lot of controversy. Later in the evening, I walk to Crown Heights, a different Hasidic section of Brooklyn.
For the chickens and their place!
About 50 protesters from the animal rights group United Poultry Concerns carry signs with photos of gory chicken carcasses and shout slogans.
Use money, not chickens!
Protesters mostly stand on one side of the street, while groups of Hasidic Jews stand on the other. But one protester crosses the divide. Niv Bailey is a 21-year-old vegan from Israel. He's trying to explain that, rabbinically, it's just as acceptable to wave coins around your head as it is to wave a live chicken. He says, go ahead and do the kaparot, but not in a way that you're hurting the animals. But this man isn't convinced. He says, we do it this way because the Holy One, blessed be He, wants us to do it this way. In the end, the two men shake hands and wish each other a happy new year. Not all disagreements over kaparos end this amicably, though. Animal rights groups are suing rabbis and congregations across the U.S. Just this week, a federal judge in L.A. ordered an emergency injunction to stop the ritual. Similar lawsuits in New York and Detroit have failed, with the judge ruling in favor of religious freedoms. The lawsuits allege that the chickens are crammed tightly into cages and mishandled. And from my experience, I can say that is definitely true. The actual slaughter, though, was swift, and the meat from the chicken was donated to the poor. That said, my mom tells me once was enough.
There's something about the whole ritual that I find amusing and yet at the same time curious and also...
Horrifying.
Yes, horrifying.
I imagine that you're not going to shluck kaparis again.
No, I'm not going to shluck kaparis again. I've already done it. Thank you.
With all due respect, that goes for me too. For The World, Sarah Birnbaum, Brooklyn, New York.